Good morning. A large upper-level disturbance continues to swing through southern Canada, pushing bouts of energy our way. That energy is acting on limited available moisture to produce a few light and spotty rain and snow showers from time to time. It's also reinforcing the chilly air that blew in over the course of the last 24 to 36 hours. The result will be in and out sunshine and debris today with a few passing rain and snow showers and high temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50. Another weak disturbance will pivot through in this flow tonight with a round of spotty snow showers and lows back into the upper 20s. A few more disturbances will pass through Thursday into Friday, some more potent than others, which could produce periods of rain and snow showers, otherwise mostly dry, and both days will be in the upper 40s. High pressure will build in for the upcoming weekend, and it'll be dry on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, still a bit cooler than normal, but highs will bump back into the lower 50s. On Sunday, we'll start out with some sunshine. However, clouds will increase with another disturbance heading our way, and there is the chance of some late-day rain showers as highs reach into the mid-50s. Staying in the mid-50s with drier weather on Monday before a chance of rain showers returns to the area on Tuesday with highs in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving cold front along the southeastern United States will focus heavy rain and isolated thunderstorms from northern Florida to southeast Georgia through the day. A few storms could turn severe and bring damaging winds to this area. As this system exits into the Atlantic, showers and wet snowflakes will overspread the central and southern Appalachians as well as the mid-Atlantic. Across the northern and central Rockies, winter will not give up as cold temperatures and heavy snow blanket this region. A cold front is forecast to enter from Canada and swing through the west today and tomorrow. 1 to 2 feet of snow possible across the higher elevations of Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado. Upwards of 6 inches of snow is forecast across the high plains of Wyoming and northern Colorado, and snow showers are also possible across the central plains and lower Great Lakes along the same front. Temperatures across much of the central and eastern United States will feel more like March instead of mid-April. Thus, widespread freeze warnings and frost advisories stretch from the southern plains into the Ohio Valley. The core of the cold air will be found across the Midwest and Northern Plains through tomorrow. High temperatures will struggle to get out of the 30s and 40s in this region, with lows in the teens and 20s, some setting records. Meanwhile, the West Coast and Southern Florida will enjoy above-average temperatures for yet another day. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a west wind at 38 gusting to 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany this morning, partly cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 25, 69% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Imoka Lee, Florida, to a low of 18 below zero at Sawmill Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s, Boston, mostly cloudy with a few showers in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few rain and snow showers with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 48, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.39 inches for the month, which is 13 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 9.04 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 48 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 86 set in 2003, and the record low 21 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:38 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing rain or snow showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing rain or snow showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few passing rain or snow showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers tonight in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few passing rain or snow showers today, highs around 50. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, a passing rain or snow shower, upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday, chance of rain or snow south of I-90 by the end of the day, upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Saturday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Sunday with a late day shower possible, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s Monday, and a chance of showers in the lower 50s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.